Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here to take over a great NBA slate here on this Friday to go over a really full slate of games within this NBA schedule for this Friday. So let's go ahead and dive into all the action today. As a reminder, though, I want to remind you of our sponsor of today's show, which is Prize Picks. Prize Picks, the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. Just pick 2 to 4 players and an over under the projections. You have 10 times on the entry. It's just you versus the projected number. So we appreciate Prize Picks sponsoring the show every single day here on Nothing But Bets and basketballnews.com. But let's go ahead and dive into our action all throughout this NBA night here for this Friday. And our first game up here on the board via Prize Picks and also looking over the spreads here, we had the Detroit Pistons hosting the Washington Wizards. The Pistons are 4-point favorites today over the Wizards. I actually like the Pistons in this spot. They're the home team tonight. I think Cade Cunningham's found a groove lately. This Pistons team is young and inexperienced, but they're really fun to watch as of late. So I love the Pistons here in the spot. Still no Kyle Kuzma for the Wizards. Kristaps Porzingis might have a good game for the Wizards, but outside of that, I don't really see much outside of KP. So we're going to lock in the Pistons to win and cover the 4-point spread at home tonight against the Wizards. And now let's go over to Prize Picks and lock in for this game. And the two props that instantly stand out to me, Kristaps Porzingis and Cade Cunningham over in their point totals, both check in at 21.5 points. I also like here as well Sadiq Bey over on his point total, which is at 16.5 points. And then as well, let's go over lock in one more prop here I like on the board. It's going to be rebounds. Looks like here he's actually not on the board for rebounds. We're going to have to go back over 2 points. I like a Rui Hachimura game where he's going to have a solid game for the Wizards. I like Rui Hachimura over 13.5 points. So all 4-point props here, but I think all 4 will go over. So let's go over our 4-leg power play winning back $1,000 on a $100 bet. Kristaps Porzingis over 21.5 points. Cade Cunningham over 21.5 points. Sadiq Bey over 16.5 points. And Rui Hachimura over 13.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Pistons to win and cover the 4-point spread over the Wizards. Next up on the board here, a great underrated game for Friday night. We have the Utah Jazz at the Charlotte Hornets. The Jazz are 3.5-point favorites today in Charlotte against the Hornets. This is a game I've been waffling back and forth on, but in the end, I'm going to go with the better team, the more experienced team, which is going to be the Utah Jazz. I think we see a great game tonight from Donovan Mitchell and also on the defensive end from Rudy Gobert that'll stop this high-flying Hornets team from really impacting much on their end. I think we're getting great value on the spread as well with a 3.5-point spread. So let's go ahead and lock in Jazz minus 3.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. Look at the board here for this matchup. Like I mentioned, I love Donovan Mitchell over on his point total, which is at 27.5 points. I also like here as well LaMelo Ball to have a fun game tonight. Really perimeter oriented. I think LaMelo Ball will at least score over his point total, which is at 20.5 points. We're going to lock in the over there. And then let's go over to rebounds. I do like Rudy Gobert over on his rebound total, which checks in at 14.5 rebounds, a monster number for Gobert, but he has a huge advantage tonight against Charlotte. He does go over. And I also like another rebound prop here, Miles Bridges, over 6 rebounds. I think we see the Hornets attack the glass a little bit to try to stymie Rudy Gobert. It might not work in the end, but I think an athletic wing like Miles Bridges will get more rebounds tonight. So we're going to lock in Miles Bridges over 6 rebounds. So here's our 4-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points. LaMelo Ball over 20.5 points. Rudy Gobert over 14.5 rebounds, and Miles Bridges over 6 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Jazz to win and cover the 3.5-point spread in Charlotte. Next up on the board here are the Atlanta Hawks hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Hawks are 3-point favorites tonight in Atlanta against the Warriors. Still no Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. It really hasn't been working lately for the Warriors. It's been a lot more of the young guys, more Jordan Poole. I think Trae Young is a monster game tonight. I know there's no Stephen Curry, but I think Trae Young puts on a show against the Warriors. So we're going to lock in a big Trae Young game that leads us to hammering Hawks minus 3. And now let's go over to Prize Picks for this one and lock in our power play. And like I mentioned, I think Trae Young is a huge game tonight. So we're going to lock in Trae Young over 27.5 points. I also like here as well Jordan Poole over on his point total, which is at 23.5 points. And then let's go over to 2 rebound props again I like here for both sides, Clint Capella and Kevon Looney. Clint Capella checks in at 10.5 rebounds and Kevon Looney at 5.5 rebounds. And the both will go over there. I think there's great value on that as well. So let's go ahead and lock in our 4-leg power play, 20 back $1,000. Trae Young over 27.5 points, Jordan Poole over 23.5 points, Clint Capella over 10.5 rebounds, and Kevon Looney over 5.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Hawks to win and cover the 3-point spread against the Warriors. Next up on the board here, the Minnesota Timberwolves hosting the Dallas Mavericks, who are still without Luka Doncic. The Timberwolves are 3.5-point favorites today in Minnesota against the Mavericks. Like I mentioned, no Luka Doncic tonight for the Mavericks. 3.5-point spread. I think we're getting great value here in favor of Minnesota. I think Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards are going to have huge games tonight for Minnesota. It's hard for me to see Dallas keeping up in this situation. It looks like actually Luka is playing tonight. So Luka Doncic is actually playing as they just came in here as we're recording. Even still, I think Luka's going to have a big game, but I mean, I'm kind of set on what I want to do here with Minnesota. I think we see Towns and Edwards have big games. It'll be a fun game between two young teams with a lot of star power. But in the end, we're going to go with the home team here, the Timberwolves. So let's go ahead and lock in Timberwolves -3.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here on the board, 3-point props, and it's going to be Luka Doncic over 29.5 points. I also like here Anthony Edwards over 19.5 points. Another point prop I actually like here on the board as well is Jalen Brunson over 15.5 points for the Mavericks. And now let's go over to rebounds here. I love Jared Vanderbilt to go over on his rebound total. Very underrated rebounder. I like Jared Vanderbilt over 7.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, 20 back, $1,000. Luka Doncic over 29.5 points. Anthony Edwards over 19.5 points. Jalen Brunson over 15.5 points. And Jared Vanderbilt over 7.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Timberwolves to win and cover the 3.5-point spread against the Mavericks. Next up on the board here, the Miami Heat hosting the New York Knicks. The Heat are 7.5-point favorites today over the Knicks in Miami. I think this Heat team got a wake-up call when they had a little skirmish in the huddle between Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, and Udonis Haslam. This Heat team needed to really wake itself up heading into the postseason. I think that might have done just that, to be honest. So I love the Heat to bounce back in a big way tonight and blow out this Knicks team, one of the most inconsistent teams in the NBA. So let's go ahead and lock in Heat -7.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So look at the board here for this matchup. Over on Prize Picks, there's actually no props currently available for this game over on Prize Picks, unfortunately. But some player props, once they're officially loaded on Prize Picks, that I do like for this game. I like RJ Barrett over on his point total. I also like Jimmy Butler over on his point total. And I also like, as well, Bam Adebayo over on his rebound total. And Obi Toppin, if he does check in for a prop here. I like Obi Toppin over on his points. It's really flash lead for the Knicks. I think he does very well. I think he is a legitimate piece to the puzzle there for New York long term. But in the end, though, I love the Heat in this one. I think we're getting great value on the spread at 7.5. I think the Heat win by 10-plus points tonight. So let's lock in Heat -7.5 and go on to our next game here. The Houston Rockets at the Portland Trailblazers. The Rockets are 3.5-point favorites today over the Trailblazers. This Trailblazers team is tanking so hard right now. It is incredible what they're doing. Obviously, they trade away a lot of guys. Damian Lillard sitting out. Their young star, Anthony Simons, now sitting out due to injury for a while now. I think this Rockets team, it's young and experienced as well, like Portland, but they have a lot more young star power. Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., Alperen Şengün, as well as flashing lately for the Rockets. But in the end, I'm going to go with Houston to win this game on the road in Portland against a G League type of team in the Trailblazers. So let's go ahead and lock in Rockets -3.5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here on the board, immediately 2-point props stand out to me. Christian Wood over 18.5 points and Jalen Green over 17.5 points. I also like here as well, Brandon Williams and Trendon Watford, both over on their point totals for Portland. These guys are chucking up a lot of shots with how decimated this Blazers roster is. Brandon Williams is at 17.5 points and Trendon Watford at 14.5 points. So here's our four-leg power play. All four point totals, I think all great value that we'll go over, and it is as follows for $1,000. Christian Wood over 18.5 points. Jalen Green over 17.5 points. Brandon Williams over 17.5 points and Trendon Watford over 14.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Rockets to win and cover the 3.5-point spread on the road tonight in Portland against the Blazers. Next up in our final game of the night here on Friday night in the association, we have the Philadelphia 76ers at the Los Angeles Clippers. The Sixers are 5-point favorites today over the Clippers in Los Angeles. I think this is a great value in favor of, honestly, Philadelphia. Joel Embiid's playing tonight. James Harden's playing tonight. This is a fully loaded, fully stocked Sixers team. Obviously, the Clippers are still without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I don't know why this is only a 5-point spread, to be honest. I think we see Embiid go off in this one. Same with James Harden. I think we see the Sixers roll in this one. It's one of my best bets of the day here on Nothing But Bets. So make sure you're tailing and locking in this one. I absolutely love the Sixers in this spot. So let's lock in as a best bet of the day. Sixers -5 and the following power play on Prize Picks. So I love here on the board, Joel Embiid over on his point total, which is at 31.5 points. I also like here as well, Reggie Jackson over on his point total, which is at 18.5 points. Let's also now go over to assists. I think we see James Harden really facilitate the rock around tonight and get a lot of dimes. James Harden checks in at 9.5 assists. I think he gets at least 10 tonight. So let's lock in James Harden over 9.5 assists. And then finally go over to rebounds and lock in Ivica Zubac over on his rebound total, which is at 7.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play, winning back $1,000 on a $100 bet. Joel Embiid over 31.5 points. Reggie Jackson over 18.5 points. James Harden over 9.5 assists, and Ivica Zubac over 7.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Sixers to win and cover the 5-point spread as a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets. So that's it for our picks against the spread for a full 7-game slate in the association today. And here's our picks against the spread as follows. Pistons -4 over the Wizards, Jazz -3.5 over the Hornets, Hawks -3 over the Warriors, Timberwolves -3.5 over the Magic, Heat -7.5 over the Knicks, Rockets -3.5 over the Trailblazers, and Sixers -5 over the Clippers. And now let's go over here to Prize Picks and lock our Nothing But Bets and basketball news. Prize Picks super power play, my four most confident plays of the day. We're going to be tailing over on Prize Picks, so make sure you're tailing and locking in our power play here. We're betting on this one every single day with you guys, so make sure you're getting on the action with us. And here's our four most confident plays for Friday's slate. And it is as follows. Like I mentioned, I think Donovan Mitchell has a huge game tonight against the Hornets, who are very inconsistent on defense. I love Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points. I also love here as well Trae Young over on his point total, which is also at 27.5 points. Then going over and looking across the board here, I absolutely love a couple rebound props here, a couple more point props here. Joel Embiid at 31.5 points. And then as well, I'm kind of waffling back and forth between a rebound prop that I like a lot between Jared Vanderbilt, or if we're going to go in the direction of James Harden on the assist totals. You know what? Let's make it five. You know what? Let's make it five. That'll be fun. Let's make it five here just for today, ending out the work week strong. I like Jared Vanderbilt over on his rebound total, which checks in, looks like here for Vanderbilt, 7.5 rebounds. And I also like here James Harden over on his assist total, which is at 9.5 assists. So here's our five-leg power play, which will be win you back a lot of money here. Yeah, you can win back a lot of money with this power play. So make sure you're tailing us here on Nothing But Bets. I feel very confident about this one as well. So here is our five-leg power play. Friday special today, five-leg power play. And it is as follows. Joel Embiid over 31.5 points against the Clippers. Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points against the Hornets. Trae Young over 27.5 points against the Warriors. James Harden over 9.5 assists against the Clippers. And also Jared Vanderbilt over 7.5 rebounds against the Dallas Mavericks. So that's it for our Nothing But Bets today. Appreciate everyone listening. And as always to the podcast, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. We're with you guys every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to all the other podcasts on the BasketballNews.com podcast network. So many great podcasts out there. We have the great written content of BasketballNews.com. We're the one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. I can vouch for us. BasketballNews.com is your one-stop shop for everything basketball. And we have footballnews.com coming soon as well. I'm so excited about that. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a fun Friday slate in the association, and happy betting to you.